After the collapse of crypto exchange FTX, Wall Street Journal reporter Elliot Brown and his colleagues started looking into a big question. Where did all the money go?
When we were kind of in the throes of the FTX coverage in November, a colleague, Caitlin Ostroff, got a spreadsheet that listed all of the venture capital and startup investments that Sam Bankman-Fried from FTX made. And when we sorted it by amount, the top one by far was this company I had never heard of called Genesis Digital Assets.
Finding out what Genesis Digital Assets was and why FTX founder Bankman-Fried had invested in it would take Elliot on a months-long journey leading him around the world to Kazakhstan.
Genesis Digital Assets is a place that they spent a lot of money. He had, you know, something like 150 plus startup investments, and the vast majority of those were $600,000, $1 million, $4 million. And then you look at the spreadsheet and here's this thing for $1.1 billion, which is now one of the largest assets left in the bankruptcy estate.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Thursday, January 19th. Coming up on the show, Sam Bankman-Fried's big bet on Bitcoin mining in Kazakhstan.
This episode is brought to you by Canva. When your work looks good, you look good. So create all the stunning presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos you need with Canva. Start with one of the designer-made templates or jump ahead with the power of AI. It's a real time saver and anybody can use it. Whatever department you work in, whatever you need, Canva will help you get it done and make it look fantastic. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Tap the banner to learn more.
In December 2021, as Sam Bankman-Fried was gaining a reputation as crypto's golden boy, he went on a trip to Kazakhstan. And while he was there, he visited the presidential palace,
which is this kind of funny-looking building that looks like a glassy version of the White House, but then with like a Fabergé egg on the top and then a golden spike on top of that. And so he goes there, has this kind of large, semi-formal meeting with the president and these other investors.
Elliot dug up a photo from this meeting.
Sam Bankman-Fried has this frizzy hair. He's in a suit.
Not shorts.
This is a question we looked into, actually.
What was your question?
Well, we'd heard a rumor that he was in shorts.
Oh.
Because it was December, and that would have been notable.
Bankman-Fried was in Kazakhstan because he'd bet big on a growing industry in the country.
All right, so let's dig in here. Bitcoin mining. Can you explain what Bitcoin mining is?
When you're mining Bitcoin, the main function there is you are processing transactions for other people who are sending Bitcoin to each other. And the way they do that is by solving mathematical puzzles. And then the one that solves it gets a little reward. And so if you're running enough computer servers, you get a lot of reward. And that reward is chunks of Bitcoin.
Can you describe what a Bitcoin mine looks and sounds like?
Oh, they're just so incredibly boring. It's just a warehouse or often a shipping container that just has a lot of computer servers in there. So it's sort of like if your laptop, if the fan's on, but you have a lot of those. I mean, you know, thousands with fans running.
The pictures are like somewhere between kind of Star Wars and Severance.
You know, Star Wars is good. Yeah, I guess it's sort of like, or maybe when in Star Wars, when they're like going through the bowels of the Death Star.
Yeah, exactly.
Except you're probably a lot hotter because these things emit a lot of heat.
To run a Bitcoin mine, you need a lot of power. And a few years ago, Kazakhstan, a major energy producer, had a surplus of its coal-fired electricity.
Kazakhstan has incredibly cheap power and a lot of other attributes that sort of make it nice for Bitcoin mining, largely that it can be really cold. So that's kind of good for these things because they can overheat. And, you know, cheap real estate. It's easy to build.
Bankman-Fried was in Kazakhstan to meet with Genesis Digital Assets. The company was founded in 2017 by three Kazakh entrepreneurs and two German Bitcoin miners, who incidentally are both named Marco.
So you have these guys who have, I guess, local connections and local know-how, joining with people who know how to Bitcoin mine. And then they start to build big Bitcoin mines. And the way they end up marketing themselves is as really cheap Bitcoin miners. They're going to do this on a big scale. They can buy things for cheaper and they get power for cheaper.
So if you're in Bitcoin mining, you would have heard of Genesis Digital Assets.
If you're deep in the Bitcoin mining scene, you would know GDA, as they call themselves.
At the time, Kazakhstan's Bitcoin mining industry was growing, but it was still dwarfed by neighboring China, which was a haven for this industry. That was until May 2021.
But then China cracked down. After China was experiencing its own strains on its power grid, they cut off Bitcoin mining and everyone just kind of left. You can move these things relatively easy. You can just put them on a truck, and Kazakhstan happens to border China. And almost overnight, Kazakhstan became, by one measure, the world's second largest Bitcoin miner in terms of countries.
And how big was Genesis in the Kazakh Bitcoin mining scene?
These guys are big. They're big in the world. And money sort of starts to flow in. You know, within Kazakhstan, the amount that they ended up being certified for by the government was 280 megawatts. For context, it could power in the U.S. That's like 100,000 homes that could be powered by 280 megawatts. So that's how much power that Genesis is sort of like allowed to consume in Kazakhstan.
When did Genesis really start raising money from outside investors?
In mid-2021, as the price of Bitcoin is going up, they take a large round of investment from an array of mostly crypto investors, but one of them putting a large chunk toward that fundraising round is Sam Bankman-Fried. So he puts in about $100 million from Alameda Research, which is essentially his hedge fund.
And what about Genesis appealed to Bankman-Fried?
What we understand is Sam Bankman-Fried told other investors that he just saw this as a different way to bet on Bitcoin. And just to emphasize the business model here, all you're doing as a Bitcoin miner like Genesis is buying computers, setting them up, spending money on electricity, and the result is Bitcoin. And so if Bitcoin is at 40,000, 60,000, and you started this whole thing when it was a lot lower, then you're looking pretty good. And you can be a really profitable company and a valuable company. And so in 2021, this looked like a much better bet.
But now, Genesis Digital doesn't look like such a sure bet. Why, and what that means for FTX investors, is next.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When Sam Bankman-Fried visited Kazakhstan, he'd invested more than $100 million in Genesis Digital. But that was just the beginning.
By the end of the year, his appetite appears to be growing for this company. He's getting ready to put a whole lot more money in. He has joined the board in October 2021.
And he kept investing.
He puts $550 million or so into buying shares in the company. Not only is this just a totally enormous check for a startup, it's one of the, if not the largest, individual investment in a crypto startup by an individual or hedge fund ever.
In total, Bankman-Fried invested $1.1 billion in Genesis Digital through Alameda. And according to people Elliot spoke with, when Bankman-Fried met with Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev, he shared his enthusiasm about the future of Bitcoin mining.
The president responded with skepticism, because this is at the very time that Bitcoin mining was starting to strain the electric grid there.
The growth of Bitcoin mining in the country was taking a toll. People were experiencing blackouts, and then huge anti-government protests broke out.
Tonight, Kazakhstan's violent protests spiral even further out of control as thousands take to the streets, furious over rising fuel prices and government corruption.
Demonstrators weren't targeting Bitcoin specifically, but in the wake of these protests, the Kazakh government cracked down on the industry.
The government of Kazakhstan clearly sees that a problem is Bitcoin mining, so they basically, you know, make it very hard to be a registered Bitcoin miner, and they have raids on people illegally mining Bitcoin. So Bitcoin mining becomes a pretty big target of the state, both in the illegal sense and also the legal sense, which Genesis Digital was doing, in that they just make it really economically difficult or impossible to mine Bitcoin there.
Last July, the Kazakh government introduced a tax levy for energy used by crypto mining, cutting in on companies' profits. Around the same time, the industry was facing another threat: the falling price of Bitcoin. Securities filings from one investor showed what that did to the value of Genesis Digital.
They reported that their own value of their shares in Genesis Digital fell by 59% between its peak, you know, sort of in mid-2022, and then September. So it was a kind of bumpy fall.
Then in November, FTX started to collapse, and investors in Genesis Digital pressured Bankman-Fried to resign from the board, according to Elliott's reporting. FTX is in bankruptcy after losing $8 billion of customer money. The company is now looking to sell assets in a bid to repay those customers and creditors. Assets like Genesis Digital. But right now, Bitcoin mining, like the whole industry, is in rough shape.
The reason it's bad is largely a function of the price of Bitcoin, which is down, you know, somewhere around 70% from peak.
Which means if you are an FTX investor who's out there hoping to get some of their money back, and you're like, there's $1.1 billion over here in Genesis Digital assets, it might actually be hard to get that money back from Genesis.
Absolutely. If you look at the total amount at the time of the bankruptcy that FTX and Alameda and Sam Bankman-Fried's other entities had in startups and venture, it was about $5 billion of cost. Of that $5 billion, Genesis was 20%. I mean, you know, this is like a fifth of the entire startup portfolio. And now it's worth something less, probably a lot less. But figuring out just how much less is a big piece of the puzzle to figuring out how much money people are going to get back in the whole FTX bankruptcy.
And so at this stage, how much does it look like FTX customers could get back?
It's certainly not zero. Like, there's some money there, but we don't know a few things. We don't know exactly how many claims are there, how many people say they're owed money by this thing, how many people are owed money by this thing, and then we don't know how much everything left is worth. But the general, you know, thought is that ballpark is that people are going to get somewhere between 20 and 60% of their money back at the end of the day. But the end of the day can be 5-10 years in the future.
Meanwhile, Genesis Digital has largely moved on from Kazakhstan. It used some of the money it got from Alameda to set up new data centers in Texas and South Carolina. Most of its mining now takes place in the U.S., according to company investors. That's all for today, Thursday, January 19th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Additional reporting in this episode by Caitlin Ostroff and Yulia Chernova. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.